Our second reading today comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 25 through 31. Please listen for the word of God. Jesus said, "All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. I do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away and I'm coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now, before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me, but he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father, and I do exactly what my Father has commanded me." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. When I read this passage, I knew I wanted to give my sermon on it because it's so applicable to my, and I'm sure many of your lives. There have been so many instances in my life where I've felt this peace in the Holy Spirit that Jesus promises us in this passage. However, there was also many more times where I haven't. I immediately started thinking of the perfect story to fit this sermon. And it didn't take long to realize there is one obvious choice. It's the kind of story that people always say, "Oh, it's bad now, but in a little while you'll laugh at yourself." Yeah. I'm still waiting for it to be funny. So I go to Oakland University to take the ACT. I get there early with plenty of time to find the building, and I thought, oh, it'd be easy. I just, you know, have my phone. And well, let's just say it took a lot longer than I thought. I went around the entire campus trying to find the building, and of course was stressing out. But this was just the beginning of my stress. I did end up finding the building, only to realize that I didn't have my ACT ticket with me. This is the ticket that confirmed my registration, and you needed to take the ACT. They won't let you take it without it. So I got there at 8, which is when the test started. So I had to go and run around the entire campus trying to find this ticket, hoping that I would still have enough time to get there and be able to take the test. It could have been anywhere on that campus, and I really started freaking out. I ran faster than I ever did in gym class, all over Oakland, retracing my footsteps, looking everywhere for it. The whole time I was thinking, it's getting too late. They probably already started taking the test, and I need to take this ACT or my future will be ruined. And just when I was about to give up and go home, I look and I see this white sheet of paper on the grass. And when I looked, I didn't get my hopes up. I was like, I'll check it out. It's probably not anything. But there, I picked it up and it was my ticket. It was soaked, but still usable. And so then I ran to the building. I got there in time, miraculously, and I took the test. I was feeling so many things that day. I was scared I wouldn't make it to the test in time. I was tired from running about 2 miles around the OU campus. I was beyond stressed and unnecessarily worried about my future. But of all the things I was feeling, I felt no peace. I didn't, or the Holy Spirit. But that was a part of Jesus' promise in this passage. So why didn't I have it? It was what Jesus says I should have. When Jesus promises peace, he's basically saying that you will be okay with God by your side. He's also saying that this peace is different than the world's peace. The world's definition of peace is the absence of troubles. But Jesus' promise of peace is to be calm and collected even during troubles. Our lives are partly defined by the struggles and troubles we face. It is a weirdly essential part of life. As every gym teacher has said, no pain, no gain. Jesus knows we can't escape it, nor should we. So instead of Jesus promising that we'll have a life free of struggle, he promised us that he will be there with us during all of our struggles during life. We just need to reach out and hold his hand, because he'll be running right next to us. That would have been good to remember while frantically searching for my ACT ticket, stressed beyond belief, that all I needed to do was stretch out my hand for the Holy Spirit. But Jesus doesn't just want us to half-heartedly believe this promise. He wants us to wholeheartedly believe and trust him. When someone makes a promise, just knowing what the promise is doesn't make you less anxious about the fulfillment of that promise. We need to know how the promise will be fulfilled in order to rid us of worry. That is why he promises to send the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is how Jesus will fulfill this promise. The Spirit he sends is what will bring us peace and what will stay with us through all of our troubles. It is the means by which we will receive peace, and is the form God takes to be with us. Knowing the Holy Spirit will be with us helps us feel less anxious about the future, because we know no matter what happens, God will be there with us. This promise helps us understand that we just need to let the Holy Spirit do its work in us, and we will be okay. The promises of peace and Holy Spirit are also not just promises. They are some of the ways God shows us he loves us. These promises make us feel so loved and protected. God's love is his greatest gift that he wants us to open and embrace. Wasn't that what Jesus was trying to do on earth? Show his love for us? And with his love comes his care and his promises of help. I wish I would have remembered this passage when at OU. I should have reached out my hand to hold the Holy Spirit while I was running to me, next to me the whole time. If I did, I wouldn't have been worried or upset or afraid. Three things I was, and three things Jesus specifically tells us not to be in this passage, and three things I didn't have to be if I only let the Holy Spirit do its job. So I just spent a lot of time talking about how I didn't experience this peace that Jesus promises. But I haven't talked about what exactly this peace feels like and any experience with it. Well, I'm not a super experienced person. I'm only 17. But I will share with you the most recent experiences where Jesus fulfills this promise. It was actually just last night. I was sitting in bed practicing my sermon, the part that I already gave to you, when I started to get incredibly nervous about giving it. A nervousness comparable to the ACT stress, or, you know, or whenever you, like, before you give a speech to class or at work or whatever, that nervousness. I then remembered what my sermon was about and how I just needed to reach out to the Holy Spirit. This passage is about times like I was in last night when I felt helpless and I just needed help to calm down. So I began to pray that God grant me peace. And shortly after I said amen, I relaxed. But then this wave of excitement came over me. I was no longer nervous and was looking forward to giving the sermon. It was the weirdest and most sudden shift in mood I have ever experienced. I have been continually nervous about giving the sermon for months. And with just one prayer, my nervousness was mostly gone and excitement took its place. And here I am, giving the sermon to you, not as nearly as nervous as I would have been if I hadn't prayed last night. I was texting a friend about how anxious I was, and then after I prayed, I let him know. I said, I'm actually okay now. The Holy Spirit is at work. The Holy Spirit is always here to work. God is always here to love, and Jesus always follows through on his promises. So if I have one challenge for you, I would be, whenever you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed this week or in your life, or you're just struggling, just reach out to the Holy Spirit and pray, and peace will be provided. Thank you.